ירא ליבי, לא ירא ליבי, לא ירא ליבי, אם תחנה עליי מחנה, לא ירא ליבי.
שלום לכולם, הסיריות התורניות היום.
Hello everyone, tens on duty today, פתח תקווה 10 number 18, נוף הגליל and אפולה, the Baltic groups 10 number 1, בארנאול, טורונו 10 number 1, and Argentina. Let's hear from Argentina.
Amados hermanos, todos juntos, disponen...
Beloved brothers, we are all of us. Together, let's devote our hearts to gratitude to the Creator who gave us this blessed environment. We request in that tremendous connection to have His greatness so that we can reciprocate with gratitude, appreciation, of the greatness of the friends and appreciation of the love and appreciation for our ten, so that we can give strength and give strength to the friends, and that we'll see not only the bodies but the hearts of the friends and the service that the friends provide. We feel that when there is a concealment, and we remember his grace and everything he gives us, and that we can always attain him if we are connected, and that all of our effort comes from unity. If we come together, if we go together, only then we can do it, and by ourselves we don't even exist in spirituality. So with this thought, let's begin the lesson, and let's hear from the Riga group. Good morning, World Kli. The first ten of Baltia also blesses you. So one of the reasons I am here is that my ten is here. Now, you could ask why. Can you see only two people here? Thing is that this first ten includes also friends from Kaliningrad, Tallinn, Vilnius. And they're all together now in the lesson. I can see them, and I know that they're at the lesson. We all know that the attainment of the ultimate goal depends on the extent to which one can demand it, request it of the Creator. And during the morning lesson is exactly the time for prayer, the time for receiving the public, so to speak, the time when we can ask and demand the Creator to give us this correction. The main thing is to understand and know what we're asking for, and to ask for it correctly. When we are sick, we don't think about anything but getting well. And everything succumbs under that thought. And now as well, we need to be grateful for being sick. Our disease is a lack of connection with the Creator. And during this entire lesson, we need to ask together for this connection to be amongst our friends. We want to hear from Petach Tikva now.
From
Rabash, Volume 3. You can't
receive anything except through equivalence. You always need to have equivalence. Therefore, when he awakens mercy on himself, it turns out that he is working and receiving for himself. And the more he increases his prayer, not only he does not prepare a vessel of equivalence, on the contrary, sparks of reception appear in him. It turns out he's walking on the opposite path, meaning he needs to prepare a vessel of bestowal, but he prepared a vessel of reception. And cleave onto his measures is specifically, as he is merciful, so should you be merciful. Therefore, when he prays for the collective, it turns out that by this prayer, he's working in bestowal. And the more he prays, to that extent, he's weaving the vessel of bestowal, and the light of bestowal can be revealed on it. You can't receive anything except through equivalence. Therefore, when he awakens mercy on himself, turns out that he's working in receiving for himself. And the more he prays, not only does he not prepare a vessel of equivalence, on the contrary, sparks of reception are weaved in him. It turns out that he's walking on an opposite path, meaning he needs to prepare a vessel of bestowal, but he prepared a vessel of reception. And cleave unto his measures is specifically, as he is merciful, so should you be merciful. Therefore, when he prays for the collective, it turns out that with this prayer, he works in bestowal. And the more he prays, to that extent, he weaves a vessel of bestowal, and then the light of bestowal can be revealed on it. Rabash 3, run away, my beloved. Venus.
Question
for a workshop. How should we pray in order to be awarded with a vessel of bestowal in which the light of bestowal can be revealed? Again, how should we pray in order to gain a vessel of bestowal in which the light of bestowal will be revealed?
How do we come to a vessel of bestowal? Well, first of all, it's certainly not in you. It's only in the connection with a friend, and you have to go out towards the connection with them, and from there to attain that connection.
We need to ask for the ten. First of all, spirituality also needs to be asked for the friends, not for ourselves. Also, the goal isn't for us, but for the sake of the Creator, for the sake of the world.
As the friend said yesterday, we have one destiny. We have to understand there's one connection between us, and we can only pray for the friends, ask for them to reach that place. That's how we'll reach together.
Yes, we need to pray for each other, for one another, and all of us together share one common prayer like that, to bestow contentment to the Creator.
Yeah, one for the other. One for one another. We have to ask to help the friends to resemble him more and more.
Because the vessel is the ten, and if we ask for one another, he will truly bestow upon us and begin to correct the shattering that's between us.
To want the vessel of bestowal means not to worry about myself, to pray for the friends throughout the whole day, feel how the friends are holding you. That's how from day to day, year to year, gradually we're drawing the light. The light on us corrects us until we reach a complete prayer.
Yes, we also heard this week in one of the evening lessons that we have to pester the Creator. If we want to attain something, we need to be insistent, and as the friend said, throughout the whole day, because it's important to us.
We start now, during the lesson, which determines what will happen throughout the day.
Question for silent workshop. We continue to ask for a vessel of bestowal. We continue to ask for a vessel of bestowal.
La 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 la